I really do enjoy following the founder of Suits and Sneakers. His name is Mark Sham on LinkedIn, because he does have a remarkably open approach to life. And he does love people who hustle. He does love people who start things. He does love people who are energetic and work hard. And I found his posts incredibly heartfelt and often very connected to his desperate desire to make a positive impact in and outside of his own sphere of influence. And today was a particularly poignant post on LinkedIn. And I think we can all learn from his approach. And he posted this morning, "I have to do something to help. Please give feedback. I woke up this morning with the conviction that I can't sit around and do nothing while this madness." And madness persists. And Mark Sham is the founder of Suits and Sneakers. He's the chief executive. And Mark, I mean, it's just this most wonderful appeal to your community to help you help others. But I think you feel, you, at least when you woke up this morning, you felt a little bit lost and perhaps very, very alone in trying to address the problem, as I guess many, many other people woke up this morning feeling very lost and very alone. And you've turned this into a community effort.
Yeah, Bruce, thanks so much for having me, man. I think today is a heavy day, as has been the last, what has it been, the last 3-4 days. It's hard to watch. And I'm so lucky, because in my life, you know, I've got a lot going on for me. But I found that you get to a certain point where you can't enjoy the abundance that you have when other people are struggling. And it's just been a heavy week. And so I kind of woke up this morning. I'm in a very fortunate position. I've got good partners. And I just, like you said, I felt this conviction that we have to do something. And we've actually managed to get that going. But I'm not alone. There's so many people around doing the same thing.
But that's the thing. I mean, you can sit at home. I can start quoting Liza Minnelli here. You can sit alone in your room, but come to the problem-solving part A or something along those lines. And I mean, it's the sense that alone you're completely powerless. But if you get a group of like-minded individuals together, suddenly there is a gathering of people, and people together can make a far bigger difference than people alone. Have you found that today?
Yeah, so I learned a few, I've learned over the years that people really want to get involved. You just have to make it easy for them.
Yeah.
So, you know, a few months ago, we used my birthday as an excuse to raise some funds for some organizations that needed the help. And I saw that people, when you made it easy for them, they got involved. And so that's what we did today. We set up a SA Citizens Unite Relief Fund. I got hold of Imtiaz Suleiman from Gift of the Givers. And I said to him, would you give us a hand in, if we raise whatever money, could you give us a hand in distributing that money? He agreed. And we set up a quick page, a donation page. And I think within the last 3 hours or so, just from putting it up on Facebook, we've raised about 15,000 Rand. Again, I don't think these amounts are necessarily life-changing, but they're something, and we have no clue where it's going to go. So just in one day that can happen that way, and I've just seen people have gotten involved very quickly because you give them the available opportunity to do so.
And in an environment where people feel helpless, doing anything is better than doing nothing. And so what you've done is you've created this micro platform, if you like. I mean, what else are you looking for? Who else can come on board? People who know you, haven't seen your post yet, what can people do?
Yeah, I mean, I think two things are happening right now. I think people who have the means to do so should donate and help, right? Because the people who are fortunate enough to be in that position can help. I'm seeing so many people who don't necessarily have money but are donating time, or they're volunteering for groups. In our case, all we've done is, you know, we just set up the fund because I have the reach on social media to kind of put that out. And we have a little video studio where I can document the stories and the amount of money coming in and where the money goes to. So I found that was just the best route to be efficient. But yeah, I mean, people can pretty much go search for the SA Citizens Unite Facebook page or group, and there'll be the links there for people to donate if they want to, or just getting involved anywhere they can.
Don't you love the way that putting your heart and soul out in the public domain, which you do often, provokes an enormously positive response?
I mean, I do, but I want to temper that with, for me, it's just been, it's the way I'm built. you know, I have some strengths and I have some weaknesses. So I tend to process things by documenting them. And I've just found immense catharsis, if I can say that, by taking my thoughts and just putting it out. And people do respond. And I think we're moving into a place and a time where people are starting to do that more often. And it's received the way it should. But yes, you're spot on.
And they're making contact with Imtiaz Suleiman. I don't know if you've ever dealt with the guy before, but he is quite possibly one of the more remarkable individuals that I've had the privilege to meet over the years. I mean, he must be inundated at the moment, but gratefully so, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, like you say, he's got a track record second to none. They've been doing this for a good few decades now. And I actually got hold of him a few months ago because I was trying to interview him on our platforms and I wanted him to speak at the launch of our new building. And then this popped up and I reached out to him. And, you know, despite how busy he is, you know, he gets back to me immediately and we make a plan. So I think, you know, he's one of those guys that just built to help, and they've got the kind of experience in distributing these funds that we don't have. So it just seemed natural to me to speak to him.
Thank you, Mark Sham. I wish you luck with it. And no matter how small it is, frankly, what you're doing is providing a conduit for people to make a difference and to help. And I think that is significant. Because, and I'm hoping by chatting to Mark, I encourage you, if you are feeling as Mark felt this morning, powerless and helpless, and there's only one way, really, whenever you do feel powerless and helpless, is to take control of the situation in whatever small way that you can. And for Mark, it is to put it out into the public domain, to spill his guts, to say, guys, what can I do? And people come back and give advice and give guidance, and like-minded individuals flock together and provide assistance. It's fabulous.